Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Chaf Hei Omid Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, still in the middle of Simen Tuf Mem Zayin, dealing with mixtures of Chametz and Pesach things on Pesach. And we're on the second line in the Ramah. Now, previously in this Ramah, which began actually back on Chav Dalet Omud Beis, the Ramah gave a more machmir opinion than the first opinion that the Mechaber had given, which was more lenient, and he said that our minhag is to be machmir, not to eat gvinos, vidogim, ubasor, that are yavesh, unless they had been rinsed off before Pesach a number of times, three times, and then you can eat them. Now, the Ramah now continues on the second line of Chafei Omid Beis, ubidiyeved, ein lahachmir be'elu. He says, after the fact, if you didn't rinse them off, then you don't have to be machmir. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Nodalad, wrote Salomar, kol hadvarim ha'amurim b'hagah, all the things that we mentioned previously in this Ramah, shenagu lahachmir, which he said, yesh machmirim, that the opinion is that we are machmir on, that's just l'chadchila, hurak l'chadchila, that should be the preferred way to do this. However, avo b'di'evet, after the fact, he brings us down to the Sharet Zion, Osamaches, in the name of the Al Yerabba, the Chok Yaakov, the Makor Chaim, the Graz, and the Chayodim, not like the understanding of the Morgan Avram, that this was only talking about Inyan of Tarovos, that you can be Makil, but they hold that even if it's not a Tarovos of Chametz, it's just a situation that there was Chametz that was potentially there from before Pesach, then you can bidyeved shekvar bishel osam, back to the Mishnah Berurah, if you went and cooked this item, v'afilu b'li hadochashriya, without rinsing it off, nevertheless, you are allowed to go and eat it. V'efshol l'kayim menarach ha-Pesach, and you're talking here as well that you can't keep it till after Pesach. So then, ein la'shlichem le'ibud, then you don't have to throw it away, u'mutu li'och le'Pesach, and you are allowed to take advantage of this makel opinion and eat it even on Pesach. And certainly, v'kol shekein, shein osrin taruvoson afilu v'pochus mishishim. And certainly, even where the taruvos over here is less than shishim, you don't have to be osrit. Kivin shurach chashash sofek mashu d'rabbanan. Because the whole concern over here is maybe there is something, and even that something is only a mashu, which is also mid'rabbanan. Dear Shu, footnote number 77 points out, Kalmar, he's telling us, she'efshor maybe shelo nidvaku behem piruy chametz klal. The whole thing is a sofek. Maybe there was in this salt over here that you had salted this meat, maybe there were some pieces of chametz there, but it's only a sofek, and therefore one can be lenient. However, as opposed to, he brings down from Nissan Karolitz, that if you're not dealing over here with maybe there was chametz there, maybe there wasn't, but if there was something definitely there, and it's a sofek if that something was chametz or not, again, fine distinction. In the first case, where we're makel, it's because we don't know if anything was there or not. It's a question, was there bread there, or was there not bread there? In the second case, where Nissan Karolitz is going to be machmir, something was added to it. We just don't know if that something was chametz or it wasn't chametz. In this situation, he says, "Ein omrim sofik mashu l'kula." He says you can't be makel in this situation, and you'd have to be osa the tarovis even b'di'evit, because here hasofiku al hadavor shenofal in muchametz lo. In this second case, you're dealing over here, Nissan Karolitz says, with something that definitely fell in. We just don't know if it's chametz or not, and therefore it's a sofik d'oraisa now, and therefore it's a sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. And therefore, the tarovitz is going to be also even with the mashu. As opposed to our case, masha enkein, kishein yodim im nesar v'chomets. In our case, there was salt, but we don't know if there was any pieces of bread within the salt. Therefore, hareza sofik isur mashu, it's only a sofik of an isur mashu, or mutter in this situation, because it's a sofik to rabbanon l'kula. Here, a very fine distinction over here. Dear Shu, footnote number 76 brings down why b'di'evit we don't have to be machmir. And he says, the Chazon Ish holds, v'hatam shetzorich la'adiach, the only reason that we make you rinse it off, mishum shechoshishim shemayu pirurei chometz me'uravim b'melech, because again, of that concern that there may be the little pieces of bread that were mixed in with the salt. However, me'ikar adin hoyalonu lahamidis ha'melech ha'cheskoso, one could have, me'ikar adin, said, there is no bread in the salt, it's salt. And we don't have to be concerned, we don't have to be choshesh over here, that maybe there were some little pieces of chometz that were mixed in there, and therefore, b'di'evet, we don't have to be machmir. That, the Chazon Ish says, is the reasoning over here of the makel opinion in the Ramah. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, v'im yesh shum, if there is garlic. We talked about this a little bit at the end of yesterday's shir. Oshar dov v'chorif, or any other sharp item, like garlic or an onion, b'tivchaya, that was in this meat of the intestines over here. Then, osrin, then we are osrit, afilu hatarovos b'pesach k'chomitz gomer b'mashu. In this situation, we are machmir over here, and we say that such a tarovis is going to be usur even with the mashu on Pesach. Shari nechtach b'sakin shel chometz, because this was cut with a chometz sticky knife. Va'afilu hayu hasakin mekunach v'noki, and even if the sakin over here was wiped off and it was clean, the eino ben yomu, and it wasn't even used within a 24-hour period of time, all the things that you can normally be makel on, gam kein usur. Nevertheless, it would be usur over here. Albeit, in the issue footnote number 78, the Chazon Ish adds, this is only if dafka b'sakin shishtamshu bo b'chometz b'kli rishon, if only it was used with chometz in a kli rishon. Aval mishtamshu bo rak b'chometz b'kli sheni, but if you use it in a secondary utensil over here, ain't less so, then he says you wouldn't have to. Because af l'fi yadei ha-mubas b'ramah, even though the Ramah holds, sheba pesach yesh l'hachmir v'lodun is kli sheni kimaflu b'mavliya, that on Pesach v'machmir, to say that even a kli sheni can express the chometz or absorb chometz, that's only dafka kishishtamshu v'pesach atzmo, only if it's used on Pesach itself. But if it was used as a kli sheni before Pesach, then he says a makel person is not going to be mafsid. So even the Chazon Ish here would say that you could be makel if it was a kli sheni. Then the Mishnah Berurah himself adds v'yesh matirin, and he brings this down in Os Ayin Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion from the El Yerab and the Nar Shalom, that you could be makel over here the hefsid meruba hatarovis shenisarif pochus mishishim min hativchaya. You could be makel over here with this intestinal meat over here that there was something that was pochus mishishin im hoya hasakin mekunach the eino ben yomo, in the situation where the sakin, the knife, was clean over here and it wasn't the ben yomo knife. The reasoning is, as brought down in Dirshu, footnote number 79, also from the Chazon Ish, Shekein yesh sovrim sha'afal pi shishum dino kedavur charif. Even though the garlic over here is considered like a sharp thing, and that it normally would be able to be maflit, it would be able to express over here, bedochaka de sakino, when it's cut with the knife, it would be able to express the chametz. It wouldn't be considered like chiltis, which is something that is making the taste that is normally a pogum taste, if it's more than 24 hours, into a good taste. And therefore he says, Shkivan Shekain Yesh Lohokil Ulismo Chadasa Shiltos Hasovish Chometz Pesach Shova Lishari Surum Bata Bashishim. He says, and you also have the din of the Shiltos, which we brought down a couple of days ago, that says that we don't go and say that Chometz on a Pesach is also Bimashu. It has the regular din of being Bata Bashishim. And therefore, Yesh Tzadim No Sofim Lohokil, and since now you have another sniff over here to be Mekil, you can rely upon the Shultos in combination over here with this other reason to be Mekel. Continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, however, this kula over here, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, under what circumstances can you take advantage of this kula? We're dealing with Bamed Dvar Mamurim Bishum, with garlic, Ubatso, with onion, Shibisol Chamuyasa, that's within inside this dough, like a knish that you've made over here. That's when this leniency applies. But in a situation where you're using garlic that's cut up finely, avoshum shechotchen oso dak dak, we're using finely cut up garlic, umorvin oso bimelech, and you mix it with salt, and you use the salt, shemolchen babasar, to go and dry out the meat, liyavesh, kidei shiye reyach hashum nodev lesoch habasar, in that the garlic smell should permeate throughout the meat. In this situation, mutu lechol habasar bepesach, ayidei shriya v'adocha, then you would be able to go and eat this meat on Pesach as long as you rinsed it off. Well, Kimo Shar Basu Yovesh, like any other Basu Yovesh. And he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Osayin Beis, why is this so? Da'yideh Hadocha, halo, no fail Hashum Mimenu. Because the Shum comes off with this rinsing. Umash Nitan Tamba Basar Ayodan, it imparted the garlicky taste to it. Kvar Nisbatol B'Shishim called him a Pesach. That was done before Pesach, and it was Batol B'Shishim. And therefore, V'lchein Moel Hadocha called him Pesach. As long as you rinse it off before Pesach, it's good. But if the garlic was still on it when Pesach started, then halo no sin tam be Pesach, then it's giving the taste over on Pesach, and then you have other problems. And he says this is discussed over here in the Shari Tshuva Ayin Sham. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'davku im hedicho kodem Pesach. This only works if you do this before Pesach, rinsing it off. Abul Basol Pesach, if you do it during Pesach, ain't a moil hadocha, then hadocha alone won't help. El klifa, you also need to go and cut off a peel. The issue footnote number 80 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Sha'af Pesach HaPesach Dai Vadocha. He disagrees with this more machmir position over here of the Mishnah Berurah from the Shari Tshuva, and says even on Pesach, you can just rinse it off. Because Chometz Hu Dover Kochush, the Chometz that's inside of it is a Dover Kochush, it's weakened. Then Dover Kochush HaBalua B'chaticha, and if you have a weakened taste over here inside this meat, it won't go out, Yotzi L'chaticha Acheres B'lo Rotav, it won't go out unless there's gravy as well. And therefore, the tam of the chametz that's absorbed inside it, inside this garlic, it won't be able to be absorbed into the meat unless there's also gravy over here, which it's not, it's dried. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, even over here with just hadacha, it would be acceptable. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, however, avol bishuman mehutach b'kli chametz, if you have fats over here that were cut up with a chametz stick of keli, then osur midina, then it's osur from the etzem din, unless you were very careful at the time that you made it, that there was no chametz over there. And likewise, they didn't use a utensil, a knife over here, or something to cut it up, that were used on that very day, within 24 hours. And he brings it down from the Mordechai, as well as the Smag, and the Hagos, Maimonios. What does it mean, also Medina? So the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nunhei, writes, Hainu Bachila, it's also Ba'achila. However, avu b'hana, it would be mutter, but it's not something that would be chomet shavah l'sar pesach, and you would be able to get hana from it still. And Dirshu footnote number 82 explains why. Again, brought down from the Chazon Ish, shasibah shenogim isa b'dvarim elu eino min adin. He says the reason that we hold that it's also to eat isn't really a din. Elamina kedusha. It's a holy way for us to act on Pesach, where we take many chumras. And therefore, while we don't eat it, we didn't say that it should be asur b'shehiya b'hana. If you leave it over, it doesn't become chomet shavah l'sar pesach. Why is this so? So in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil Osur Medina, if you go down about 6 or 7 lines, you see the explanation that the Chofetz Chaim prefers. And he says, v'nira l'aniyaz dati, dirak b'shumon hechmir haramah, af b'dieved, mitam perurei chomets. He says, the reason the Ramah over here is machmir, he says, is because with bedavka, the shuman over here, these fats, that there is a concern that you'll have little pieces of chametz bedavka in those. And this is what the Chok Yaakov says in the name of the Marit, that he says that it was customary for them to collect these fats, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 83. He brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Marit, Shudarkom ayo b'meshach koimos ha-shon lekabetz ha-shuman shehitstaber b'nav tavshil, and they will go collect all the leftover shuman at the end of their cooking dishes, v'lishmar oso limos ha-chorf, and they would preserve it and keep it till the winter days, in order to use it for a frying agent, to go and fry stuff in the cold winter. Upa'amim sha'achar atigo, and after they would fry it, hayanishar shuman b'machvas, there would be some fat left over in the pan, v'yumachzirin oso l'shar ha-shuman l'shem shimush chozer, and they would return the leftover shuman back into the original container. And this container may have, in fact, as the Chofetz Chaim continues, u'fichach motzui bo perurei chometz, it was common that there would be little pieces of chometz in there. However, that only applies to Shuman. In all of the other situations, there's only a concern that it was in a chametz stick of kli that you're absorbing it or pulling it out from, and therefore, it's not a problem. The Chazon Ish gives a slightly different reason. You can see this in Dirshu footnote number 84. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Vav, where he says, if you are very careful not to have any chametz over there, then it's okay. What does that mean? Pirush, imlo kishiyu nisharim b'shnei dvarim ozeinu osur. If they were careful with these two things over here, that there was no chametz present, and that they didn't use it in a chametz stick of kli. There was a b'nei yoman that was used within 24 hours for chametz. Sivkot nun zayin, b'shas asiyosu mi-chametz, that there was no chametz over there at the time that they were making it. The chayshinan, then you have to be concerned that there was chametz there, shemen is'aribo perure chametz, then you have to be concerned that there were little pieces of chametz over there that got mixed in. Ve'vi ba'ein tocha shuman, and then there is real chametz inside the shuman. And he says, v'afilu mi-yurtzel is'sanin ha-shuman, even if you wanted to go and strain this shuman over here, I did beg it up via a thick cloth of some sort before Pesach, kodem ha-Pesach. Nevertheless, it's still going to be osur. Mikol makom osur. Why? Mishum chashash, there's a concern. Shemo hayo hamachabas ben yomo mibliyas chametz. Maybe the pan itself was going to be a ben yomo and it absorbed chametz over there and it would still be a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Ches, Shem b'nei yomon, the mishum chumra de chametz lo aminim stam kelim einon b'nei yomon. Normally we have a rule that says that a stam keli that you pick up was probably not used within 24 hours. So that's the default position under all other circumstances. But over here he brings down, as you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Ayin Dalet from the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, that by the chumra of chametz we are concerned and we don't say that it's not b'nei yomon. We have to be concerned that we would consider it a b'nei yomon used within 24 hours. And he adds, Vafilu Omer, even if the person says, Aksha, right now, Barili, I'm certain, Shalohayo Akli Ben Yomo, Mibliyasa Chometz. I know that it wasn't used within 24 hours. There's no way there's Ben Yomo Chometz in there. And began barili, and I'm also certain shalom nisari peru chomeis b'soch hashuman. And I know that there's absolutely no bread inside the shuman. Even in this situation, we call makom osur. We still say it's osur over here. The Shaar HaTzion brings this down from the Magen Avraham and other achronim. However, he brings down from the Elyon Rabbah. If this is a makom hefsid meruba, if there's a large financial loss over here, then you could rely on him saying barili. I'm certain. The Prima Gadol qualifies this, and he says you can only be somich over here if the person says I'm certain the kli wasn't the ben yomo. However, if he says, I'm certain that no bread got mixed in over here, you can't rely upon him, that he says, barili. But the Prima Gadim says, V'nira d'bofen zeh, du mishun peru l'chud, yochol l'sanin ashumun kodem pesuch mahani. He says, in this situation, you could strain it, and then, mimanu shoch, you'll get rid of any chametz that was there. And this is the eitzah that's brought down by the Chok Yaakov as well. Now, back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, even if the person says, I'm certain that there's no chametz in over here in this shuman, it's still osur. And he explains, kiven de be'ez ha-tochas ha-shuman, because at the time that you cut up this shuman over here, lo hil shem Pesach, you were doing this before Pesach, not for usage on Pesach, you were using it stam. And therefore, amrina milsa de lo rami alei de inish, lava daite. And if somebody isn't specifically saying this is for Pesach, then you can't presume that he's doing it without any chametz, because it's not on his mind. As the Dershu footnote number 85 brings down, even for something like this, which is only an issur d'rabbanan with a mashu, we still say people aren't careful about it unless they intentionally, specifically say, "Hinani mukhla mezumen over here, I'm being very, very careful about it." However, b'shari srum shem d'rabbanan, then the opinion of the shach would be that we don't say milsud lo ramyol inish lavadaite for a din d'rabbanan. And that's as opposed to the opinion of the Marshal, also brought down by the Shach, that says that you do in that situation as well, even by Shari Surim. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Ochein, in Bishlo so mitchila l'shem Pesach, but if this person was making his Pesach dicha food, and he was doing this now l'shem Pesach, even though it's well before Pesach, el shor kli in a ben yomo, and this kli over here was not used within 24 hours, then motor li'ochlu b'Pesach, then it would be acceptable to use this on Pesach. However, b'vad, shi'aro so called in Pesach likli Pesach, but don't leave it in the chometz dicha kli, put it into a Pesach dicha kli in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Mikol makom lechatchila ein lahatech hashum mikli chometz." He says it's certainly much more preferable not to go and cut up the shuman with a chometz dicha kli. Afilu miyadua lo shu eino ben yomo, even when you know for certain that it's not a ben yomo, it wasn't used within the last 24 hours. The Shaar HaTzion in Os Ayin Zayin brings down further from the Prima Gadim, b'di'evet eino oser afim eru likli chometz, even if you didn't put it into a Pesach dicha utensil, but you poured it into another chometz dicha utensil, im nikrash hashuman, as long as it was solid, it was already congealed, it would be acceptable. And this is also the opinion of the Shulchan Shlomo, because de kovush lo amrinon, we only say that kovush is a problem only with liquids, in lach, the lo b'nikrash, but not with solids. With this, we conclude today's shir.